partners are older to purchase.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
This guy's been stoned since the third grade.
Robert Scott Bell.
I have a message. A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
Scott Bell.
This is not an issue of credit rating. The United States can pay any debt it has because we can always print money to do that.
What's going on here? Can you explain this one to me?
He's kind of gone crazy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, you ready for the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States? We'll get you prepped this hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Christopher Barr, my dear friend and nutritional historian, not a doc as he's known, will be joining me. We're going to talk about Avastin's banning by the FDA. Oh, my gosh, what are you going to do? So what about breast cancer post-Avastin? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk diabetes in ways that the CDC may have one little page. I don't know if it even exists. We'll talk to Chris if it's still there. And we'll, again, recover sanity, nutritional or otherwise. Last hour, we talked a lot about Ron Paul, the revolution that we're in the midst of. And it's not just a Ron Paul revolution. It's a revolution back to liberty for those who are ready to stand up and basically be an adult. And not just a soundbite adult, but really take responsibility for our actions. And the rest of the American people can wait to hear what the FDA has to say about water preventing and reversing dehydration. Because the European Union doesn't want you to know that it does that, amazingly enough. And there's more. There's more on this story and more on the absurdities of this. Congress wanting to tell you that pizza is a vegetable. That way your kids can be nutrified while they're being injected at school with lies that the government is all too good at telling you. You know, one of the things that we had Eric Petroni on last hour from RonPaulProducts.com. There's this Ron Paul super brochure, 7 cents a piece. Go out there. You can actually get them yourself or pay and have them sent right to super voters in Iowa and South Carolina and Florida and Nevada elsewhere. It's really exciting. But Eric was talking about the economics. A very important part of healing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, economic healing. So many people say, well, we can't afford health care. We need the government to be involved. It's because the government became involved that health care is unaffordable, much like college indoctrination. Ooh, education, right? You go to school now, you come out with 20, 40, 100,000, who knows how much in debt. And there's no bankruptcy for that, but how did it become so expensive? Because the government became involved, started subsidizing, started giving grants, started giving loans, and of course, the price goes up. Of course, we can charge more. Look, the money's coming from the government, not the people. Of course, inadvertently, from the people who become enslaved to the debt that can never be repaid. It's never intended to be repaid in kind. It's intended to be repaid in fiat money, basically inflating it to the point of what? Worthlessness. Therefore, we could say, hey, we gave you $15 trillion. Never mind that the $15 trillion won't buy you a loaf of bread anymore. But you see, you paid off the debt. This is how it goes. And if you save money in Federal Reserve notes or anything denominated in FRNs, then you are asking to be sent to the poorhouse. Now, this is something I've covered in my weekday show as well, Monday through Friday on the Robert Scott Bell Show through Natural News Radio. In addition to our anchor show that we have been doing for, well, over 10 years now here on GCN, and we talk about healing from a physiological, emotional, mental, spiritual. Yes, spiritual. Oh, my gosh. He talks about spiritual stuff. Yes, that's right. We do here. Also, economic and political healing. There is no out of bounds here. Yeah, I remember years ago, you know, one of the taglines, willing to go where the truth takes him. And my friend Chris Barr, we're going to have him up in a little bit. He's wondering, oh, who's this Robert Scott Bell dude? Will he really go where the truth takes him? Because he took us so far into whole food or food-grown nutrients. I loved it. And ever since then, been such a phenomenal contributor to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're going to talk more about that, breast cancer and other things. But I wanted to get back briefly to the economics here. Because one of the things that, you know, let's see, Eric Petroni was talking about last hour about the Panama Canal Zone. They basically use the U.S. dollar. And if you understand, have you ever heard of the Law of Nations? Locke, John Locke, and all of these things, the history books, the stuff that people don't read anymore. Certainly anybody running for president, I feel that very few of them would be able to reference anything about these people, much less go at length and describe outside of the realm of what their written script is, like Ron Paul knows about these historians, his history. But without an independent treasury, you cannot have an independent nation. You're not a legitimate nation among, you know, so-called nation states of the planet, acknowledged to be so. And we no longer have an independent treasury. What does our treasury do? It doesn't print the money. It goes to a private Federal Reserve, a banking cartel that is not federal any more than you've heard Federal Express is federal. These are private bankers, or some would call them banksters or fraudsters. And by stealing the money from the money, charging money to the U.S. taxpayer, charging interest on that money that is then printed by the Fed, you've created this artificial debt that's owed sort of to no one. It's owed to the bankers, but can be wiped out like that. But then, of course, what do we go back to? An independent treasury? Would we? Could we? Could we allow for the free competition in currency? Could it be that we could decouple money from government, or at least allow competition so that the people, that is you, me, any of us, could decide what we want to work for? If I have a product, service, or good, do I want to charge you gold, silver, chickens, cows, wood chips, whatever? Is that not a fundamental freedom endowed to you by virtue of your very birth, much like hell freedom is? Of course, you are endowed by these certain truths, what they say, life, liberty, and property, pursuit of happiness. But that's only lip service nowadays. The Declaration of Independence doesn't even exist to most every Republican and Democrat. I mean, they might mention it from time to time. They might even mention that they take an oath to the Constitution to uphold it, affirm it, whatever, protect, defend it. But the first thing they do is trash it the moment they vote on bills that are patently unconstitutional. And now we sit on the precipice of waiting. I wonder if the Supreme Court is going to rule against Obamacare. I wonder if it's constitutional to force Americans to buy a product or service for which they have no need nor desire to utilize. Oh, wait, that might be constitutional. We better check with the Supreme Court. We are such dunderheads here in America that we would look to the Supreme Court to decide the constitutionality of Obamacare. It is not something that we need them to decide. But then again, we have to go back to the 10th Amendment. Those things that are not specifically enumerated as powers granted to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people, respectively. But the people have now been made chattel, slaves, if you will, to a debt that is not theirs due to foreign bankers' influence, covert operations to take over this once independent nation and a nation that had independent nation states within it. The 50 sovereign states, or 48, depending on your view of the what about Hawaii? What is it? Is it a kingdom? Is it a state? Is Texas a republic? And, of course, they say secession's not an option. That was decided in the Civil War, which was not so very civil, where there was no longer the freedom to sever a contract, sever ties through, you know, the free choice of adults saying we wish to be a part of, we wish not to be a part of. They would basically say that you have no ability to sever your status or to, say, disconnect from being chattel, from being a slave, from being designated less than human, from being an animal, from being a corporation, an artificial creation of the state, 14th Amendment citizens. And until we begin to understand that, we can no longer act because we're acting as if we know something that is not true. That is, the federal government putting a blanket over everybody and altering reality so that when you say the sky is purple, it's really blue, or it's red. No, it's orange. What color is it? Well, you don't know because you don't know the definitions that are being used at a federal level, much less the dietary supplement industry that has played nicey-nicey with the Fear and Death Administration for far too long to say, oh, please, we'll be good citizens. We'll label just like you want us to. Just please let us say something. Right? You got a hawthorn berry. You got this brilliant herb created by not man, but by God, by the creator, by creation. And you can't label it for preventing or reversing congestive heart failure, that which it will do. How about if you produce a food-grown form of chromium, known as glucose tolerance factor chromium? Chris Barr and I will be talking about that shortly and more. And you label it and say, this can prevent, reverse, cure, treat, mitigate type 2 diabetes. Perhaps reduce your insulin dependence even in type 1 to greatly reduce, maybe even eliminate. And if you said that, you are now a criminal beyond the dangerousness, according to the federal government, of an Osama bin Laden or Al-Qaeda terrorist. That's right. If you can heal disease via substances, methods, energies unapproved by the Fear and Death Administration, the bureaucratic oligarchy, Congress, or whoever, you are now an enemy of the state. Doctors who can cure cancer via natural means, via diet, utilizing organic coffee and green tea enemas, etc., etc. If you can pull heavy metals out via chelation orally through food or even through synthetic chelation, which can be utilized in aggressive emergency interventions like after vaccination, you are now considered an enemy of the state. Is that what our founding fathers had set up and intended for this country to be? The wussification of America over the last 100 years, the dawning of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, prior to that by 3 years, the Flexner Report of 1910, setting the stage for Obamacare in 2010. Whether the Supreme Court rules it unconstitutional or not, you know it's unconstitutional, and you cannot in good conscience abide by it. We need some civil disobedience. We need some raw milk warriors. We need some more raw milk moms out there, like those that caused the FDA to blink and back down and say, we're not going to rescue you. We need more of you. We need more dietary supplement manufacturers growing the food, selling it as food, saying no, hell no, FDA, you have no jurisdiction over what we do. Are you ready? This is the place where it's done, on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week, robertscottbell.com. I'll be back with my dear friend Christopher Barr after this, talking about post-Avastin breast cancer. Stay with us.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Scott Belcher. Welcome to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Health talk that doesn't suck.
Returning now to the Robert Scott Bell Show, triumphantly, as he always does. Not a doc, Christopher Barr, my dear friend, and we were talking off the air about this. And he added a lot to the notes in the show today for robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Chris, man, they banned Avastin. We've been talking about Avastin for years here. And they banned it. Oh, my gosh, what are women going to do for breast cancer? But wait, good news. The government's still going to pay for your Avastin treatments. This is great. No wonder why the government's bankrupt.
Yeah, that would be like the government saying, well, we're not going to allow the use of heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine, but we'll pay for it. It's about the same thing. I have a better question than what about post-Avastin breast cancer research. What about pre-Avastin breast cancer? You know, Avastin was initially approved only with a pre-approval because the FDA gave a pre-approval noting that the safety and effectiveness had not yet been proven fully in accordance with regulations when they gave approval to it due to the PDUFA, the Prescription Drug User Fee Act of 1992, passed by Congress and re-upped every 5 years since then, that they can pay a few million bucks to the FDA to get approval before something really is proven safe and effective. Mm-hmm. And that now that they've finally gone through the entire process, they found, hey, this doesn't work, and it causes all kinds of side effects. And yet, as far back as 1915, selenium was shown to effectively treat breast cancer, verified again and published in medical journals again in 1935 for treatment, not just prevention, treatment of breast cancer with selenium. Yeah.
All right, stand by, Chris. Chris, we're getting a lot of noise on your line there. I want people to hear your words very clearly because what you're saying is so prescient and so important. We talk about any of these, let's say, treatments. And by the way, by banning supposedly for breast cancer treatment, Avastin, there's really nothing has been done here, quite honestly. I mean, they could say they ban it, but if they're still going to pay for it, and of course it's going to be open for a complete off-label use by the doctors who still believe in poisoning women in terms of preventing or treating breast cancer, which we know, as Chris has just said so well, selenium deficiency, those are the first three places you want to go. And there's a lot of reasons for the selenium deficiency, including the exposure to so many toxins from food, water, and air, for which, by the way, the government says, hey, that's just all right. You can do it, but do not rehydrate your body with water, or at least don't tell anybody you can do that. Now, let me know when Chris is back up so we got no more crackling Rosie on his line there, because it's a very important topic here as we move forward in understanding the issue of breast cancer. We did cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show extensively during so-called Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the pink washing and different things I did through my Monday through Friday show on Natural News Radio. So, Chris, if we talk about selenium, deficiency, there's a lot of reasons why there's so much deficiency of selenium.
Well, yes, absolutely. It's stripped out of the food because the FDA doesn't regulate their own regulations that forbid the processing of foods that removes the selenium from it. Then there are the matters of that selenium hasn't been replenished in the soils, the sulfur amendments commonly added to soils that prevent selenium uptake. So there's a lot of reasons why selenium levels have dropped. Of course, the federal government response to that in the year 2000 was to reduce the recommendation for selenium, since there wasn't as much in the normal diet as previously had been found. So rather than crying in alarm that, hey, selenium levels have dramatically dropped, they just said, oh, well, let's reduce the requirement then, or recommendation rather. So, yeah, it's just one bad game after another bad nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you're talking about economics. Here's some economics for you. The cost for 1 year's failed treatment of Avastin is $88,000. Now, $88,000 would purchase almost 55 years of 100% whole food selenium at 900 micrograms daily, which was the minimum amount most commonly found by Dr. Robert Donaldson 30 years ago that reduced pain and tumor mass in each and every case of those with terminal cancer that had been given less than a year to live. Oh, and by the way, while Avastin showed no increase in lifespan, more than 100 out of 140 were still alive 4 years later with terminal cancer when Dr. Donaldson gave them whole food selenium to raise their selenium levels.
Yeah, I want to go back, Chris, to something you said here, and I have it in the notes, thanks to you. The $88,000 a year, Federal Reserve note dollars a year, for the failed treatment of Avastin, right? How much selenium that would get anybody is amazing. Now, here's the story, though. People, you know, rarely pay out of pocket for these things because they have quote-unquote insurance, which is a scam, of course. It only covers toxic drugs. It transfers money from taxpayers in some way to the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And yet, we'll hear from people to say, oh, my gosh, I can't afford $24 a month or whatever it takes to get them enough whole food or food-grown selenium. So we've been so divorced from reality of the costs of real health care versus disease management that I think going through this to recognize that, indeed, what we're talking about is a fraction of a penny compared to what it was, but they were not seeing the cost because of this insurance scam.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so the people, by way of tax dollars, are paying these dramatic costs. And, hey, wouldn't it be a lot easier on the federal deficit if we spread out $88,000 over 55 years than all in one whack in 1 year?
Yeah, and actually be efficient and effective in eliminating, of course, the cancers that are so prevalent. Of course, that brings up another question or thought form here about Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. They literally do not want people living longer because the system's already bankrupt. It'll bankrupt it that much faster. So they're just as happy knocking people out at younger and younger ages. I know it's harsh to say it, but that's the reality of what their policies are.
And the beneficiaries of this are Big Pharma. And I just recently saw Julie Gerberding increase her salary from $250,000 a year as a federal employee to $2.5 million per year when she wandered over to Merck that makes most of the vaccines that she approved when she was at CDC.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I'm still hearing crackling popcorn on there. Let's see if we can fix it at the bottom of the hour for you, Chris. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN. Of course, Monday through Friday, we do the Robert Scott Bell Show through naturalnewsradio.com. Let everybody know. Tell your friends. You can see all the links up at robertscottbell.com. If you're new to the show, there are loads and loads, I mean hundreds of hours of free downloadable audio on just about every healing subject you can imagine, from the physiological, emotional things we're talking, whether it be cancer or otherwise, to a political and economic healing, which is, you know, where we dance between all of these things, because life is about life. If you start divorcing and dissecting and becoming a reductionist about life, you can easily be manipulated and controlled, just as the American electorate has for the last 100 years. And that's why we're looking to restore integrity. That's why last hour spent so much time about the RonPaulProducts.com, this super brochure that you can get out, educate people, inspire them. For every one person that you've seen inspired thus far, we might even be able to inspire 10 others in addition. And a groundswell growth of liberty, restoration of the Republic like never before since the dawning of the American Republic can happen. But we also have to acknowledge, like we're talking with Chris Barr this hour, about the physiological health issues that ail us, that threaten us, and that keep us adrift away from the focal point on liberty because we're too dependent on the drugs that are killing us. Not here, not now, not ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out. We're coming right back with more powerful healing after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. or human growth hormone support, menopause specialist for women, and joint specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This just in, WildernessGeek.com is expanding their line of emergency survival gear to meet the coming need. WildernessGeek.com is not just an emergency survival gear supplier, but also a reliable supplier of recreational gear for fishing, boating, hunting, and camping. WildernessGeek.com specializes in assisting you in selecting the right gear for your needs. WildernessGeek.com has rose from past experienced emergency personnel that have geek-like technical abilities to understand and inform their customers of the latest up-to-date must-need items. Items include weather alert radios, two-way radios, marine electronics, tactical flashlights, emergency signaling laser flares, and a unique line of portable solar chargers. WildernessGeek.com knows from their past customers that a large percentage of rescuers are volunteers. For that, WildernessGeek.com gives discounts to all rescuers and salutes you for your services. Well, finally, some good news for the American people. WildernessGeek.com.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man who can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
We'll see if we can get Chris Barr up there. We're working on the phone lines. I want to get all the words out of him that we can because he's an international, national treasure trove of information. We love him dearly. ChrisBarnada.org. I've got all the links up at RobertScottBell.com. Remember, if you're too bashful to call us live, which you can do for another half hour or so, that's 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You can always call 24/7. Leave a message. We can get back to you or put it on the air if you'd like during the week at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. All the links, again, up there at robertscottbell.com. We're talking about Avastin being banned, but functionally it's really not. I mean, come on. They're still going to, docs are still going to have it available for other uses. They're still going to go off-label with it. Although the question of reimbursement, that becomes a legitimate issue. But the question of putting selenium back in your diet, in your food, in a form that your body can actually utilize, I've got those links up as well. The selenium that I utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and in the Robert Scott Bell family is a food-grown form. And I get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. His number is 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And it's as simple as that. Now you've got it. With my kids, of course, they don't like to swallow pills. You know how they are about that. It's a little tablet. It's food. We'll grind it up in a little pill. Or actually, we have a mortar pestle like the old days, right? Little thing. It's fun. The kids love it. They like to crunch it up. And then we'll put it in something else, either Manuka honey or a smoothie or, you know, whatever, raw milk. Yeah, oh, my gosh, we drink raw milk. Don't tell anybody. Shh, it's for animals, not humans. Or is it for human animals? And are we being treated as subhuman here in this American Republic, because we've accepted the idea that a ruling class, an elite bureaucratic oligarchy, can dictate to us what we can know, what we can't know about food, what we can do with it. So this is what we're basically trying to raise awareness. I mean, is that all we're doing? No, we're raising more than that. A ruckus we're raising here on the Robert Scott Bell Show every week, 6 days a week, in fact, to bring back some sanity, nutritional and otherwise, as far as restoring integrity to the healing system. And for those of you who think that, you know, we somehow lack, you know, intervention, we lack the government intervention, if only they would intervene a little bit more, we talked about that. You know, what about education? What about states' rights? Hey, Tom, you got the clip two from Ron Paul? We can go ahead and run clip two. I know I'm caught catching
to be wrong, yeah. And the states are supposed to correct it. But there are limits, and that's why we have a constitution. But the constitution doesn't give license to the federal government. I mean, the federal government has taken license, and they're too much involved. But the constitution is a restriction on the federal government. It's not a restriction on the states, and it's not a restriction on personal liberties. So therefore, what we must do is obey the law. Slavery and civil liberties, I mean, there's quite a few things, but not most things. Most things were left to the states. Monetary issue was left to the federal government. Defense was left to the federal government. But most, like education, why in the world have we ever drifted to the point where we allow this casualness to ignore the Constitution and say it's a federal function? We don't need the Department of Education. We need those things taken care of up at the state level.
That was Ron Paul from yesterday's event up there in Iowa, the Thanksgiving Presidential Family Forum, and talking about the states being the basically proving grounds, the science experiments for liberty, and not the federal overreaching federal government dictating to every state and every person in every state, or every human, shall I say, because a person is an artificial creation of the state by definition. If you read the like things in the Internal Revenue Code, person, what is a person? It's a corporation. It's a partnership. It's not a human. Human sovereignty no longer exists under 14th Amendment citizenry. That's what we talk about here. Political healing, economic healing as well. All of that is fair game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's what we want to let you know about. So the idea is, as Ron Paul has described so well, get the federal government out of all of these areas of our lives. And, of course, in some cases, we're going to have to tell the state government to back off as well, like they have in Maine, where they've established food and farm sovereignty. Local laws that are kicking even the states out of the jurisdiction. I love that. The revolution is on. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Lots more healing. We'll talk diabetes when we come back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 24 hours, 7 days a week. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Kicking it in, Thanksgiving week's coming up. We've got a lot of great shows coming up, including Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bittar tomorrow, as well as, prior to that, I've got Advanced Dentistry Monday in Advanced Medicine. I've got a wonderful non-toxic dentist who's doing some great work in the South Florida region. I want you to hear about her. Dr. Cintron's going to join me tomorrow to kick off the week of the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's Monday through naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. I was hoping to have Chris Barr back on. We're still working on the phone lines. But if not, I wanted to address the type 2 diabetes, which we do from time to time, because it's evidently American Diabetes Awareness Month. If you have diabetes, you're well aware of it, but you may not be really aware of the reason you have it, including last week was World Diabetes Day. Type 2 diabetes is not a disease. It is a lack of a natural ingredient known as GTF-chromium, exclaimed Dr. Walter Mertz more than 50 years ago at the National Institutes of Health, before it was a corrupt organization for Big Pharma, as it is today. Dr. Mertz was the assistant to Dr. Klaus Schwartz, who established the glucose tolerance factor as necessary for blood sugar metabolism at the NIH back in 1959. And the GTF molecule was found to predominantly contain the mineral chromium. Back then, I mean, this is not new. It's going back to 1959, for goodness sake. And we're still looking at it as a glucophage metformin deficiency. This is not unbelievable. Subsequently, it was discovered that only chromium formed within food or through biological living processes, as found only in whole food supplementation, is predominantly available and active within the body. In other words, you couldn't just say, take, hexavalent chromium, right? No, of course not. It's very toxic. Or let's bind chromium to picolinic acid and call it chromium picolinate. We'll get a patent. We're the U.S. government. Give us a patent. Okay, now we'll let you some limited claims about blood sugar metabolism. Yet a fraction of the chromium picolinate you're taking. A fraction of the chromium chloride you may be taking. A fraction of the chromium polynicotinate that you're taking is actually doing anything for you. Is that correct, Chris, if I said it correctly?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. That was one of the frustrations with the initial finding. They were so excited in 1959. Oh, we found how to prevent and reverse diabetes. And then they found out that the synthesized chromiums that were the only ones available didn't work. So they had two choices. They could either enforce the law and stop taking the chromium out of the food supply, and they didn't choose that option. So now we have a gross deficiency spread throughout the entire population that can't even be fixed if they started by not taking it out. You've got to put it back. And it took them almost 20 years to find out they had to grow and culture chromium in order for the body to utilize it. So other forms that have small usage, very small, just can't make much of a difference. But with whole food chromium, and it's documented on the few times that they look at it, you can find it if you dig through medical journals, and they'll note that a small amount of chromium from brewer's yeast, because it's in a food form, has a greater effect in reducing blood sugars and elevating HDL levels and reducing cholesterol than large amounts of these synthesized chromium forms. But they have virtually ignored that which they know, and that is that whole food chromium developed by Schwartz and Mertz in the mid to late 70s is the only form that truly is accepted and utilized by the body.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very critical part of this, because so many people are being directed away from drugs and medications, rightfully and thankfully so. We're always grateful for that, but often being directed by misinformation or information deficiency disease, because they haven't gone back as far as you have, talking about Merch and others that have acknowledged a food-grown state versus the synthetic isolates or other bound forms that are naturally bioavailable and biofunctional.
Yes, and they keep steering away from that, which they know. In fact, if really, American Diabetes Awareness Month should be American GTF Chromium Awareness Month, and World Diabetes Day should be World GTF Chromium Day. But they've gotten so far removed from the glucose tolerance factor molecule, and since they haven't figured out how to deconstruct it, so they can't come up with a way to synthesize it, which I'm sure would not work as well, if not completely fail anyway, now they're even saying, well, GTF probably doesn't really even exist. Even though it was proven in 1957 and then in 1959 published by the National Institutes of Health. They know what the molecule is. They just can't figure out how to deconstruct it and recreate it.
Well, we're going to recreate it and reconstruct it when we come back. Also, we'll talk about why it's National Canjest Awareness Month. What is that all about? Is this gastroesophageal reflux disease and another way to heal it? Yeah, it is. And we've got Christopher Barr joining me to wrap up the show next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with us.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Willing to go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Fastest 2 hours of healing in media ever. Six days a week. Yeah. We're kicking it off this week today with my good friend Chris Cavari. He's back to wrap up the show. And, of course, we're talking GTF chromium, 100 micrograms, three times a day. Same place we get it. Jonathan, choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. A special shout-out as well to our good friends at One World Way, Stephen Hewer. He's at 888-988-3325. Ramp up that glutathione along with the selenium we've already talked about with Chris today, 888-988-3325. So tell me, Chris, what is this National CanGest Awareness Month? What's going on there?
Well, it's actually started today. They do this every year for Thanksgiving week, which I think is kind of appropriate. They have this GERD Awareness Week. But, you know, I've never known a single case of GERD, even before it was called that, in more than 30 years that was not reversed, not even one case, by CanGest Tea from Alta Health Products. It's 9 different herbs that have been made literally into an instant tea. You just mix it in warm water and drink it before each meal and at bedtime. And improvements are noted anywhere from a day to a week that you begin getting some improvement. Some get complete elimination in a matter of days to weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But the total correction takes between 3 and 12 months. When you no longer require it anymore because your system is functioning the way it was designed to function. So you want to get, they really should have GERD Awareness Week as CanGest Awareness Week because that'll wipe it out. And, you know, so the best way to start your Thanksgiving overeating is with a nice warm cup of CanGest tea. A sip before you eat that prepares the digestive tract and the digestive functioning so that you'll have a more delightful repast on this Thanksgiving day and every day for the rest of your life.
Well, I want to reiterate that what you're saying there about the overeating in this season, it starts with the Halloween to Thanksgiving through the Christmas season when everybody's indulging and overindulging. Sometimes even in good quality food can create the gastroesophageal inflammation. And, of course, that will then open us up to what? Susceptibility to so-called flu viruses that they claim you're catching from without, but maybe actually creating from within by altering the healthy terrain, as Antoine Béchamp had taught, and they don't pay attention to him, but we're trying. We're getting the word out. And so the flu is not so much what you catch, it's what you create from within, and you open yourself up with these inflammatory responses, whether it be to drugs or overeating, even good food. You then suffer from what they'll call a flu or influenza-like illness. It doesn't matter whether they find the flu in you or not. They say, oh, you got to sneeze, it's flu. We're going to count you as a statistic. And, of course, we know how to prevent, reverse, mitigate, heal, including staying hydrated. Water can help.
Except in Europe.
Yeah, where the EFSA says you're not allowed to know that. Well, it's only a moment in time longer before the FDA comes down and says, yes, EFSA is right. Don't label that bottled water for anything other than we don't know. Just dump it on your head, but it can't do anything.
Well, of course, the excesses of protein and refined flour and refined sugar overwork the digestive tract. That's why it needs extra help if you're going to do that. Those same things also destroy the friendly flora in the intestinal tract, mm-hmm. which diminish immune system activity.
Right.
So you also need to be sure to keep up and re-up with your probiotics, as well as getting your Canjest before you eat and your probiotics every morning, first thing, and at night when you go to bed.
Yes.
Which will then prevent those flus and other viruses from being able to take hold.
Well, exactly. And of course, you know, the so-called bird flu and all these flus are trying to frighten you of. And believe it or not, I've got a link story. It says, bird flu science too scary to publish. I thought, is this a Halloween joke? You know, they actually said, bird flu, it's too scary. We can't tell you what we're finding. In a lab, of course, they can create all kinds of Franken stuff we know that may or may not occur out in the real world based on what? Do we are understanding the terrain, bringing the nutrients in, bringing the probiotics in, bringing those corrective herbs and supplements in that really restore healing to tissue. Even the utilization of silver hydrosol, which we've talked about from time to time here, reducing inflammation, restoring integrity by stimulating stem cell production locally. You know, I mentioned the hawthorn berry, how it can regenerate damaged heart tissue and congestive heart failure, but you can't label it for that.
Well, it's been denied that damaged or dead heart tissue could even be repaired until a couple weeks ago when they found very expensive stem cell treatments could, according to the official medical pronouncements, restore and heal damaged and dead heart tissue. So now it's possible, whereas before we were told it wasn't possible, even though I've seen the medical reports and the individuals for more than 30 years using Dr. Christopher's hawthorn berry heart syrup and having mitral valve prolapse problems repaired without surgery. Mm. And, you know, heart systems restored without surgery or without drugs or without stem cell treatments for that matter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's always been possible, but now that they have an expensive solution in the official halls of medicine, now they're declaring that that is possible, which they previously stated was not possible.
Well, of course, if the government or any government agency says it's not possible, you know it definitely is. And if they say it's bad for you, it's more likely than not actually good for you. And that includes whether it's water or whole food nutrients and things that we utilize and talk about freely here, as long as there is a First Amendment, as long as the people are willing to stand up and defend it. And, of course, if the First Amendment fails, that's why they say they wrote the Second Amendment. And, of course, we are not advocating violent overthrow revolution. We're talking about a peaceful, loving revolution for those who love liberty. That's why we spent a lot of time in the first hour talking about RonPaulProducts.com and this super brochure that is so cool. Even Ron Paul thinks it's cool. And I appreciate, of course, all of you stepping up and then doing your support to outdo, if you will, outcreate the old media and get the word out, as Chris Barr has done for many years in outcreating the scientific, pseudo-scientific media that wouldn't know how to reverse diabetes if you spelled it out for them that, like we did today.
Yes, absolutely. 100 micrograms of whole food chromium 3 times a day. I didn't make that up. I got it from U.S. government human studies in the 1960s.
Yes. It's amazing. We don't have to make stuff up here. The stories are stranger than fiction when they're banning you from knowing what water does in Europe under the EU, which is crumbling, by the way. The FDA is going down, too. They may not know it yet, but inevitably there won't be funds to pay for them. And when they stop getting paid, they're not going to go to work. They don't love what they do. We love what we do here. Chris Barr loves what he does, and I appreciate him so very much. Thanks, Chris, for being with me today.
Thanks so much, Robert.
Thanks, as always, also to Eric Petroni. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com. Remember, Monday through Friday through naturalnewsradio.com. Until tomorrow, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.